The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, in discussing the pasuk that seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had two thrones, and the Gemara says Toshma, the Gemara says the Tanya Echad LaDin, one throne is for the Midas HaDin, Vechel Tzedaka Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Kiva said, what do the two thrones represent? One is for din, and one is for tzedakah. So said Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Braisa continues. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, malucha etzel hagada. Why are you learning agadata? Kloch, for you it's appropriate to teach us etzel negoim ve'olos. For you it's appropriate to teach us to learn difficult sugyas, negoyim ba'olos. Ella, I, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how do we understand the two thrones that are represented in the pasuk? Echad l'kisei v'echad l'sarfraf. One is for his throne on which kaviyochla HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, and one is for his footstool. Kisei leishev olav v'sarfraf l'adam raglov. One is the seat that he sits on, and one is his footstool. And as the Mefarshim explain, one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the heavens, that's the Kisei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the earth, that's the footstool. But what we see in this Gemara is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so to speak, was taking a negative approach towards Agadata. He was taking a negative approach towards Agadata, and he was telling Rabbi Kiva, Malbach Eitzel Agadah. How do you, Rabbi Kiva, learn Agadata Gemara? But it's difficult to understand, because our Gemara, at the bottom of the Amid, describes how the shear of Rameya looked. Merpirkid Rameya Shmilei. I heard the shear of Rameya, and how did the shear of Rameya look? Dor Rabbi Yochanan, Kevadarish Rameya Merpirkid, where Ramey would say a shear, have a darish tilsa shmatza, a third of shear was halacha, tilsa agadata, a third of shear was agadata, but tilsa masli. And a third of shear, and the Gemara goes into it, going into daf lamates amar aleph, what mishalim means, but a third of shear were mishalim. And as I saw that the Ben Ish Chai explains, that Ramey specifically gave the shear that way. He purposely started the shear with Divrei Drush, with Divrei Agadata, because by giving the shear that way, he got the audience very interested in the shear, very engaged. And after he got them so engaged, he was able to teach them the halacha, mitzvah sasei, mitzvah sloi sasei. So here we see, in this very Amid, a couple of lines later, how important Agadata is in giving a shear. And yet here we find that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is telling Rabbi Kiva, why are you giving shiurim on Agadata? And in fact, I saw Galvester of Nosson says, Kol mi sheyesh biyado halachos, vein biyado medrash. Somebody who knows halacha but doesn't know medrash, loy tom tam shiur eschait. He hasn't come to Yerushalayim. The komish yesh boy be medrash ve'en biyada halachas, loy tom tam shal chachma. He hasn't reached chachma. So you need to have, says the Ovest Rabbot, Reb Nosson, both agarata and halacha. Another Medrash, in Ovest Reb Nosson, he says, Kol sheyesh biyado medrash, ve'en biyado halachos. Somebody who has medrash but doesn't have halachos, zagibur ve'en mezuyin, is considered like a warrior without any weapons. The kol sheyesh biyado halachos ve'en biyado medrash, cholish v'zayin biyado. He's a weak person with weapons. Yesh biyado zeb zeh. But if you have both medrash and halacha, you're gibur mezuyin, you're a strong warrior with the proper weapons. The Sifri says, Shloi Taimar, Lamarati in Parshas Eikev, Shloi Taimar Lamarati Halacha Staili. It's enough that I learned Halacha. Tamiloimer, Kim Shomar, Tishmun, Eskola Mitzvah Zazois, Kola Mitzvah, Limud Medrash Halach Svagodis. A person has the obligation to learn Medrash Halach Svagodis. The Medrash Rabbah says in Shir Shirim, Amra Velevi, L'sha'ovar ha'isa pruta mitzuya, V'yav odem es'av l'shmai divrei mishnah v'aloch v'talmud. When people were in a high madrega, they learned everything. Achshav she'en ha'pruta mitzuya, U'v'yoyse she'em cholim min ha'shivud, E'im v'vaksh n'shmai al divrei brachos v'nechamas. On the contrary, nowadays people need to hear that garata. The Gemara, M'sechta Baba Basra, Daf Yura Min Aleph teaches us COVID. Who are the COVID? Bali Agodo. The Ksiv, Kfoit Chachomim Yincholu. Rashi explains, people who give droshes with a garata, people who give droshes with a garata, are people who get people interested in listening to the drasha, and therefore they are deserving of COVID. I saw from the Mabit, on our very Gemara here, on Daf Lamet Tes, where the Gemara says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon Dor V'Dor V'Darshav. A Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon each generations Dor V'Dor V'Darshav Dor V'Dor V'Kachomov. So the Mabit explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says that Hashem saw Adam Rishon Dor V'Dor V'Darshav? So Mabit said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon that in all generations, Klal Yisrael will have Darshanim. Klal Yisrael will have speakers who will be able to speak to the Olam and be able to explain and give them drushes to get them interested in Torah. So it's very difficult to understand what's happening in this Gemara. He was saying that Rabbi Kiva was, so to speak, chastised. Why are you learning Agarata? You should be learning Halacha. And yet in the same Gemara, and all the other Midrashim that we just quoted, we see how important it is to learn Agarata. So there's a very interesting tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Miches Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Samar Lamed Ches. Apparently, what's happening in that tshuva is that Ravais, the Miches Yitzchak, it seems, wrote this right after World War II. And he was giving a drasha to Rabbonim. And he asked the question that we're asking. That we of course see how important Agarata is, how important Agarata is as a part of Torah. And how did the Gemara, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have a claim to Rabbi Kiva why he's learning Agarata? So he says, of course Agarata is critical. But there are times in our history where Klal Yisrael need Rabbonim. He was obviously speaking about a time after World War II, where so many of the Gedolei Yisrael were wiped out, and there were so many important questions that were needed to be answered, and there was nobody to teach Klal Yisrael. And he was telling these Rabbonim that you have a very great responsibility in this difficult time. So he says that's exactly what happened here as well with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. We all know Rabbi Kiva lived in a time of, in a very serious time in Jewish history. Rabbi Kiva lived in a time of terrible persecution. Rabbi Kiva himself, we know, was one of the Asara Haruge Malzis. So what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying to Rabbi Kiva, of course Agarata is important. And of course Agarata is part of Torah. But there are times in our history when we need people, leaders, who could teach Klal Yisrael Halacha. Klal Yisrael needs Rabbonim. Klal Yisrael at times needs Paiskin. At this time, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Kiva, Malach Eitzel Agado, How could you be spending your time learning Agarato? Kalech, go to learn Nagoyim Va'olos. Klai Yisrael need you as a leader. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, and the Shas of Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Chelek Beis, Orechayim Simen Yod Ches, has a discussion that on Shabbos, watch the Talmud Chacham learn. Since Talmud Chacham learns Torah all week, he goes into a discussion, he quotes a tshuva from the Michas Alazar, that during regular people who work all week, so they don't have an opportunity only on Shabbos to learn. But what should a Talmud Chacham who learns all week learn on Shabbos? So he says that the Shas of Tshuvas, Tzpichas B'Devash, suggests that maybe a Talmud Chacham who learns all week, Shabbos, he shall learn Agarata. Shabbos, he shall learn easier learning. He says not to mean that on Shabbos you're not allowed to learn only Agarata, Chas V'Shalom. Certainly, if somebody has the ability to be Mechadish Chedushe Torah, Tovav La Bracha. But he says, certainly, a person, every Talmud Chacham, should have a time set aside where he learns Midrashim and Agarata. And he quotes the Gemara that we began our shiur with, the Gemara in our sugya, where Rameya, every shiur was a third Agarata. And he quotes the Chidah, that indeed, it is the minig, is the custom of most Talmidei Chachamim, that Shabbos they spend most of the time learning Medrash and Agoda. Because certainly, as we said, he quotes the Ovester of Nosson that we quoted earlier, the Kamish Yesh B'yodei Halachas, V'en B'yodei Medrash, like Tom Tam Shayir Eschait, the Kamish Yesh B'yodei Medrash, V'en B'yodei Halachas, like Tom Tam Shachachma. Every time Chacham has to also spend time learning Medrash and Agadata to come to Yerushalayim, and maybe Shabbos is the right time. But certainly, even if it's not Shabbos, every Talmud Chacham, certainly consistent with what we're learning in our Gemara, has the obligation to spend some time learning not just Halacha, but also Agadah.